Pay it off. The two gentlemen escorted him to Cornell Cottonmouth's luxurious office space. And you need such an office space to run the most successful illegal drug organization this country has ever seen. You also need to be strong enough to hold on to the leadership of this operation. And Cottonmouth was strong enough. We see in the memory scape Cottonmouth struggling with Luke Cage Power Man. Cottonmouth had an offer for Luke Cage, a position in his hierarchy, an offer Luke Cage could not refuse. For if he wanted to find some proof that would clear his name of his past charges, he'd have to go along. But there's one hitch. Tied together by a nasty little gnome known as Mr. Slick. He who demanded Luke Cage prove himself. Prove himself.
Prove himself. Prove
himself. This test involved a hijacked drug shipment. A hijacked drug shipment. Ripped off by Morgan's gang up in Harlem. The test. Get back the shipment. There is one problem, though. Morgan's gang plays really tough.
Really tough. Really tough.
The time freeze. Luke Cage charges forward, arms and legs furiously pumping, his body moving in perfect coordination. It speaks of eloquence, and it says, "World, you look out! Power Man is busting out!
Busting out!
He's moving in on us faster than a con man on an easy mark.
Bazooka! Bazooka! What the devil are you waiting for, boy?
Boy!
Hey, Morgan! Morgan, this thing! It takes time to load, but now that I'm set, it's goodbye, Mr. Luke Cage!
Fire, you jerk! Stop talking! Fire! He's coming through!
He's ducking right underneath my bazooka! Oh! Oh, oh, oh.
Thanks for clustering all together like tin pins, you clowns! Makes it much easier for me to play you all at once!
All at once!
Never fails. There's always one more little man with a big gun, eh?
You'll be smart talking out of the other end of your butt when I start blasting you to pigeon food, Luke Cage. So say your prayers, dude.
Say your prayers, dude.
Oh, holy Christmas! What B-movie did you escape from, you fool? Maybe you're the one guy in No fun city hasn't heard about how my steel hard skin can shrug off bullets like they were spitballs.
What?
They're bouncing off of him! Yeah, you noticed, eh? I was beginning to think Morgan was hiring the terminally stupid.
Well, maybe bullets can't hurt you, you freak. But let's see what a little free-for-all will do. A free-fall will do for your disposition.
These gangster thugs rush towards Power Man Luke Cage. They're gonna try to push him out of a window.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Power Man? No snapping comeback yet!
That's my comeback, my friend. That's my comeback.
Come on, you bunch of old ladies. Get him. He's only one guy.
I don't know what you had in mind here, punk, trying to heist that shipment from us, but the game is up. Boys, I don't care if you shoot him, knife him, club him, or shred him up. Just waste that sucker now!
You heard the man, boys. You're dead meat, Cage.
Luke Cage grabs some furniture, a couch, and he blocks himself with it. He thinks to himself,
I could probably take most of the bullets they're slinging at me, but I'm not taking any chances. Enough hits in the same spot, and even my skin might get punctured. So I'll be doing some interior decorating, starting with moving this little couch against the wall.
Luke Cage throws this couch right against all these gangsters, crushing them into a wall.
Now don't cut out yet, Morgan. No. You haven't gotten my bill for the interior and decorating yet. I want to get paid, you know.
You'll never get out of here alive, you punk. I've got 100 guns all over this place, and they'll hit you like a wave of tanks as soon as I give one word.
Then I think we'd better start discussing some alternatives to my not getting blown away, because I'm taking you with me.
Whoops, bumped into the microphone. We'll be back with Luke Cage, Power Man, number 20, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. All right, let's look for ads. Let's look. What do we got for ads here, people? All right. Oh, this sounds like fun. Let's see the fun that we can have with it. All right, are you ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, first a clue. I've read these kind of ads for you before. Oh, do I have to take my glasses on or off for this? Off. All right.
Otter House Productions, Incorporated, Department K, 35 Wilbur Street, Lynbrook, New York, zip code 11563.
a drawback to taking my glasses off. I can't see where I'm going with my my keyboard.
Onion gum. Looks like real chewing gum, but tastes like onions. It's too funny. 5 slices a pack. Onion gum, only 25 cents.
Monster ghost. Obeys your commands. It's over 7 feet tall. Scared the daylights out of all your victims as this terrifying life-size ghost hovers and darts over them. Can be controlled up to 50 feet away so you can hide while watching your victims. Complete instructions included. Monster ghost, only $1.
Raquel Welch pillow. Yes, a Raquel Welch pillow. Only $1.98.
What man wouldn't enjoy spending a night with Raquel Welch? Raquel Welch.
Well, we can't deliver her, but we can deliver the next best thing. A 12-inch by 24-inch inflatable pillow of Raquel Welch. Made of rugged vinyl to serve as your headrest. Livens up the party when everyone feels this great gag item. Sees and feels this great gag item. Okay. Raquel Welch pillow, only $1.98.
Didn't read that too good. Oh well, get over it.
Whoopee cushion! Place on a chair under a cushion, then watch the fun when someone sits down. It gives forth embarrassing noises. Made of rubber and inflatable, it's a scream! Whoopee cushion, only 50 cents!
Werewolf horror mask. This rubber mask is so grotesque that it is sure to shake up the whole neighborhood. Be the werewolf that prowls again. Werewolf horror mask, $1.98.
X-ray specs. And a hilarious optical illusion, only $1.25.
I just want to get on with this.
Phony arm cast. Imitation white plaster arm cast complete with arm sling. Looks like the real thing. Fits teenagers or adults. Phony arm cast, $1.50. That's worth it.
Vampire blood.
Vampire blood, it's genuine. You never know when a vampire will strike. Be ready with this realistic looking vampire blood and watch the girl swoon. Non-toxic, of course, absolutely safe. Comes in a tube. It's genuine vampire blood. 50 cents.
Is that it for ads? I think so.
Get these items and more when you order from Honor House Productions Incorporated, Department K, 35 Wilbur Street, Lynbrook, New York, zip code 11563. It's Honor House!
Yay. All right. Oh, here's something else that is a game. It's a rather popular game. You hear about it all the time. I'm sure you've heard of it. Yeah, it's also this is a board game to a very popular sport in our country, in that other country, the south of us. All right, what am I talking about?
Manage in the majors with Strat-O-Matic Baseball.
Play
played an original computer-programmed baseball game that puts you in the manager's seat in every big league ballpark in this country. You call the shots. You react to real game situations. The only game for real fans. Exclusive Stratomatic features for 1974. Pitcher's stamina factor now computed into pitching records. Individual batters' performances computed against righty and lefty pitching. And each pitcher rated against both righty and lefty batters.
Amazing!
Amazing!
Stratomatic Game Incorporated. Department A, 82 South Bales Avenue, Port Washington, New York, zip code 11051. Stratomatic Baseball!
Yes, play that game. How about I get my game on and we finish up these ads. I get to my music break. I need it. Let's see. What is this for ads? What is this? It has to do with something you could travel with. But you don't usually travel with it. Nope. I'm pretty sure 99.9% of you who are listening to this right now has never traveled in one of these vehicles. What am I talking about?
Free catalog of flying model rockets. Nothing is more exciting than to see your own rocket fly practically out of sight.
Out of sight.
If you haven't tried model rocketry, you're missing out on real action!
Action!
Don't delay, send today to Centauri Engineering Incorporated, P.O. Box 1898, Department A, Phoenix, Arizona, zip code 85001. Model rocketry sounds like tons of fun. Send for your free catalog right away.
Away.
Free catalog of flying model rockets. Nothing is more exciting than to see your own rocket fly practically out of sight. Centauri Rocketing Engineering Company, whatever. Department A, Phoenix, Arizona. Get out of here. Oh, nearly sore there.
All right, this is our last ad for a bit. All right. This would have to do with, I guess, kind of clothing. But you want to impress people with your knowledge of a certain kind of activity. You'd wear a t-shirt and say, hey, I know about them. Ah, terrible, terrible, terrible example there. Whatever. All right, what am I talking about? Or what am I trying to talk about? All right.
Rock t-shirts. Over 75 designs. Catalog 25 sets. Get Mick Jagger. Allman Brothers. The Beatles. Chicago, Humble Pie, The Beach Boys, Black Oak, Arkansas, The Doobie Brothers, Grand Funk Railway, Yes, Pink Floyd, T-Rex, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. $2.98 plus 52 cents postage and handling each.
Assorted colors and sizes. Dealer inquiries are welcome. Send to On Top, Department M, 336 7th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, zip code 11215. Rock T-shirts, over 75 designs, catalog 25 cents. Each T-shirt, $2.98 plus 52 cents postage and handling. Rock T-shirts! 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 Okay, do I have any more ads? Let's hope not. I want a break.
Good.
Good, good. I got a break coming up, so. All right, where we go? All right. All right. We now return to Power Man number 20. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We're out of the University of Winnipeg. Luke Cage picks up a Chesterfield. He holds the couch in front of him, trying to block the bullets being shot at him.
I could probably take most of the bullets they're slinging at me, but I'm not taking any chances. Enough hits in the same spot, and even my skin might get punctured. So I'll do some interior decorating. Start moving this little number first. Run against the wall. Now don't you cut out, Morgan. You haven't gotten my bill for my interior in decorating, you know. My interior decorated. I want to be paid, you know.
You'll never get out of here alive, you punk. I've got 100 guns all over this place. And I'll hit you like a wave of tanks as soon as I give the word.
Then I think we better start discussing some alternatives to my getting blown away. And I'm taking you with me. I'm taking you with me, boy.
Minutes later, an alternative is sought out. Morgan steps into a lobby full of muscled-out henchmen. With a silent bodyguard by his side. The bodyguard?
Hey, boss man. We heard a lot of excitement upstairs.
Just some punk trying to make it to the big time. Yeah, did you give him, like, the big send-off, huh? Mr. Morgan,
Yeah, the big send-off, the big-time send-off, yeah.
This quote-unquote bodyguard is actually Luke Cage Power Man dressed up in a big, big dress hat and a trench coat.
Good, Morgan. Good, Morgan. You're doing just fine.
You know me, you punk. Always happy to cooperate with another brother. Always.
Behind Morgan's back, Luke Cage puts a gun to his back. A disguised Luke Cage Power Man and Morgan Crime Boss are now outside his crime hideout.
Oh, looks like Slick cut out on me, that little weasel. Probably figured me out for a slab. Okay, Morgan Fat Man.
An important dude like you ought to have a driver standing by immediately. Get him out here fast.
You try turning me in, punk, and I'll be out in 12 hours, and I'll be standing over your corpse in the next hour.
Now drop that, sugar pie. And I don't mean that briefcase full of Cottonmouth's heroin.
Luke Cage and Morgan get into the back of a limousine that has just strode up. Just drove up.
Okay, tell them to start going and keep on going till I find a neighborhood I like. And Morgan, tell him not to do anything stupid, okay?
Hey, don't worry, man. I'm cool. I'm so cool. Just don't get too careless with that shotgun, man.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. That's right. I read you a comic book here in Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Luke Cage, Power Man, number 20, August, the year 1974.
We are amazed, but not and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you. Well, Luke Cage got out of that one, but there's so much more to do. How will you know? You'll just have to listen to me do comic book radio theater! I'm glad you're joining me. I'm Martin R. Howell, by the way. I'm your host. I'll be with you till 6 in the morning. Yeah, playing your songs and reading your comic books and all that. Okay. Right now, I'm in the midway point of Luke Cage Power Man number 20. Put out there for you to think about buying, think about reading, think about doing whatever you want to do with it. This all became something brand new back in August of 1974. So Luke Cage Power Man, number 20, August of 1974. And, he is on his way to seeing Cottonmouth. Okay? He must make a good impression. You will see. You will see what he must do. I must tell you that when I take vocal breaks, we'll listen to music that was just put out there back in August of 1974. If you went looking for new vinyl or tape cassette or 8-track tape, if you went out there and you went new back in August of 1974, we'll listen to The Average White Band, AWB. Picking Up the Pieces was their song. Really popular song. Very popular song for an instrumental. Very popular song at the time. It's been a long time since there's been a popular instrumental song. I can't even think even for dance music and stuff like that. I can't even think. Speaking of dancing, Parliament. We'll hear from Parliament. Their song, Testify. I should testify this. Your continuation of a reading of Luke Cage Power Man number 20. Like I said, it was out there August of 1974. You know, come to think of it, well, I really got a whole lot of energy in me. I'm still, going strong and all that. I really couldn't care less that it's, past 3:30 in the morning. I don't know. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go a couple more rounds. You know what I'll do? Not only will we listen to The Average White Band in Parliament, but we're going to listen to Barry White. Just a classic from him. We'll listen to Barry White and Sly and the Family Stone. Nice song, nice sentiment. Let's hope this story ends off in a good sentiment. It's been pretty grim so far. It's been pretty streety. Yes, I would say that. Well, let's take it to the streets right now and finish up Comic Book Radio Theater. You must know how it all ends with Luke Cage Power Man number 20 from August of 1974. No need to set up the keyboard. Nope. Everything's good. I'll tell you this that I don't feel so good about. I've been playing music from Paris Pick. Paris Pick and the Pricks, they're from Whitehorse, Yukon. And I have never even mentioned it to you, who she is, and that's what she sounds like, and all that. So, get some Paris Pick on there for you. I don't know, one song, two songs, we'll find out. We'll see how I feel, see how you are feeling as well. Feel this up. It's CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
reflection. Learn to love what I see. I'm filled with real affection. Counting all my qualities, all my qualities. And all I can do is hope for the best. It's all I can do, all I can do.
Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
You know me, ya punk. Always happy to cooperate with another brother. Always.
Luke Cage Power Man, unseen by his, by Morgan's other henchmen. Cage has a gun pointed at Morgan's back. They now get outside Morgan's criminal hangout.
Ah, looks like Mr. Slick cut out on me, that little weasel. Probably figured me for a slab. Okay, Morgan Fat Man. An important dude like you ought to have a driver standing by. Get him here fast, immediately.
You try turning me in, you punk, and I'll be out in 12 hours and standing over your corpse in the next hour.
Oh, drop it, sugar paw. And I don't mean that briefcase full of cottonmouth heroin.
Luke Cage Power Man and Morgan step inside the back of a limousine, an awaiting limousine.
Okay, tell him, your driver, to start going and keep on going till I find a neighborhood I like. And Morgan, tell him not to do anything stupid, okay?
Don't worry, man. I'm cool. I'll drive you anywhere you want to go. Just don't get too careless with that shotgun you're holding.
Several dozen blocks later, Luke Cage has not been careless. And Morgan's driver has remained cool.
Everyone's cool. Not so the crime boss, Morgan himself. Where are you taking me, you punk? I guess this place is good as any to conclude our little transaction. Okay, Mr. Cool Drive. You want to see Morgan alive ever again? You just keep on driving until you run out of street. Now fly, you little fudgicle. Listen, you punk. No, you zip it, Morgan, and I mean zip it now.
Now, I'm sick of looking at you, Morgan. Turn around and hand back that briefcase real slow, like. Back up until you could feel the little six-shot darling I'm caressing at your back. Don't turn around, okay? You don't turn around. Or I'll blast a golf course into your hide.
Long minutes pass in silence, and then...
Hey, punk cage. How long you gonna keep me standing like this, standing up like this? Come on! You got what you wanted. You got that briefcase full of heroin. Now talk to me. Cage? Luke? Cage? You freaking mother-loving joker! 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 He freaked me out! No! Freaked me out! Me! The man who controls Harlem!
Luke Cage has tied the gun to a street light post, and that's what was sticking in. That's how it was sticking in the back of Morgan Crime Boss all along.
You're gonna pay! You're gonna pay for this, Cage! You're gonna pay! You're gonna pay hard! Pay hard!
Morgan Crime Boss is so infuriated that he kicks over garbage cans.
But we'll see no more of this outraged Morgan Crime Boss this go around. For now, our attention must shift back to Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth, I'm back. No thanks to Mr. Slick. He was supposed to wait for me.
Mr. Slick incorrectly surmised that Morgan had made other arrangements for you.
Yeah? Well, next time he can take the subway. He can take the subway carrying a briefcase full of this junk, heroin!
Luke Cage Power Man pours out the heroin out of the briefcase all over Cottonmouth's desk.
Quite dramatic there, Mr. Cage. I trust this will alleviate any doubts any of my men howl about you.
Ha! No one's ever ripped off Morgan before!
Welcome to the organization, Luke Cage. Mr. Slick will personally fill you in on the routines around here.
Luke Cage thinks to himself,
including, I hope, the whereabouts of the records that will clear my name. Clear my name. Clear my name. Clear my
name. We'll return with Luke Cage Power Man number 20 after these messages.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. University of Winnipeg.
I just had an Ultimate Warrior cheese out moment there. Where's our ads? Where's our ads? All right, here's one. don't know if it matters what speed I play it at. This is for what? You know what? You're not getting a clue from me. All right. Do it.
New in the forest from Mysterious Marvel. The macabre Man-Thing.
Man-Thing. Man-Thing.
He has become such an offbeat sensation in his own monthly magazine that we're finally yielding to the hue and cry by putting him in his own double-sized dynamite mag and pitting him up against no less a foe than the Hulk's old swamp-stalking nemesis, the Glob! Here's the landmark title logo to look for. Giant-sized Man-Thing number 1 on sale May 7th. Watch for it!
Watch for it!
Watch for it!
Man-Thing. I've never read you guys any Man-Thing as of yet. As of yet, there is a future. All right, what is this for? This is for a vinyl record. No. Film. And you could watch something that happened in the past over and over and over again. It's an activity a lot of people partake in. What could I be talking about? Whoops. Wrong one. Just go.
Instant replay! Now you can see all your favorite sports films in your own home, from Fraser versus Foreman to the 1972 Olympics. We have them all! We have them all! We'll even supply you with a projector. Send 25 cents for complete brochure and details to Sports World,